Oasis Audio presents The Mystery Girl by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilley. Chapter 1. Surprises. It was summer vacation, and the Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, had gone to stay for a week with their Aunt Jane in Elmford. On the first morning of their visit, they got up early. They had decided to surprise Aunt Jane by making a special breakfast.
"I vote for pancakes,"
6-year-old Benny whispered, as they all went quietly downstairs.
"That sounds good to me," said Henry, who was 14. "Pancakes with that special maple syrup that Aunt Jane gets at Jerry Taylor's general store."
"And some fresh strawberries, too," 12-year-old Jesse said. "I saw some in the refrigerator last night when we had a snack. Benny, you can wash the strawberries, and I'll make the pancake batter."
"I'll set the table," Henry volunteered.
"And I'll pick some flowers for it," said Violet, who was 10. "Then we can all go wake Aunt Jane."
But when the Aldens went into the kitchen, Aunt Jane was already there, sitting at the table.
"Aunt Jane, it's so early,"
Benny cried.
"Don't you want to go back to bed for a while?"
Aunt Jane put her glass of orange juice down and smiled.
"It is early, Benny, but I'm wide awake."
Are you sure?"
Benny asked.
"Maybe if you got back in bed, you'd feel sleepy again."
Jessie laughed.
"We'll have to wait for another time, Benny."
She kissed Aunt Jane good morning.
"We were going to surprise you by having breakfast ready before you got up," she explained.
"Pancakes and maple syrup and strawberries," Benny said.